My third hero is Kensel von Hold, a prominent histone researcher whose most durable contribution to histone science, however, was not, per se, his research itself, but rather his 1989 review book entitled, appropriately enough, Chromatin. Some might wonder why authoring a review book causes a man to be regarded by some as a hero, but there are extenuating circumstances here. In the first place, this book represents one of the most thorough, all-inclusive, and unbiased expositions of a subject, which I can readily bring to mind. Secondly, it's now almost 25 years since the publication of von Hold, and incredibly, it's still a leading text on the subject. In science, anything more than a few years old is at risk of being regarded as hopelessly obsolete. And in such a setting, for a reference work to still be current a quarter of a century later is singular, to say the least. It's far too early to say whether anything I've contributed to this field will stand up to scrutiny, but I can say this much. Whatever its merit or lack thereof, my task would have been much more difficult, yea, perhaps even impossible, had I not had this book, from which I was able to learn the history of this field in the few short months which were available to me at that difficult time.